This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States on Thursday recorded more than 1,100 deaths from COVID-19, marking the third straight day the nation passed that grim milestone as the pandemic escalates in southern and western U.S. states. Even though deaths are rising in the United States for a second week in a row, they remain well below levels seen in April, when 2,000 people a day on average died from the virus. There are more than 631,000 deaths globally, and in the U.S., more than 144,000. Infections have skyrocketed to more than 15.4 million globally, and the U.S. hit a new milestone of more than 4 million infections. U.S. President Donald Trump has canceled segments of the Republican National Political Convention that's scheduled to be held next month in Jacksonville, Florida, because of the increasing number of coronavirus cases there. At a White House briefing Thursday evening, Mr. Trump said that he did not think it was the right thing to hold the convention with an outbreak of coronavirus in that state. He said the delegate meetings in Charlotte, North Carolina, would continue and the nomination would be put forth there. He said other events still would be done and to have rallies, and that he still plans to do a convention speech, although in a different form. The convention had moved to Jacksonville, Florida, after North Carolina's governor said a safe convention could not be held in Charlotte, North Carolina, because of the state's battle with the coronavirus pandemic. And again, there are more than 631,000 deaths globally. In the U.S., more than 144,000 because of COVID-19. This is VOA News. Billionaire philanthropist and Microsoft founder Bill Gates is pushing back against some of the conspiracy theories spreading online, accusing him of creating the coronavirus outbreak. He said during a CNN town hall interview that it's a bad combination of pandemic and social media and people looking for a way in a very simple explanation. What are said to be doctored photos and fabricated news articles have been crafted by conspiracy theories and shared thousands of times on social media platforms and messaging apps in various languages. They target Gates and have gained traction online since the start of the pandemic. One video accusing Gates of wanting to eliminate 15% of the population through vaccination and electronic microchips has racked up millions of views on YouTube. A number of accusations, including posts claiming that the FBI arrested Gates for biological terrorism or that he supports a Western plot to poison Africans, share a common thread. Kurdish-Iranian exile and writer Behrouz Bouchani, who was held in an Australian-run offshore island detention camp for about 6 years, has now been granted refugee status in New Zealand. Bouchani arrived in New Zealand about 8 months ago to speak at a literary festival, and he has stayed in Christchurch despite his visitor visa expiring. Bouchani has been recognized as a refugee under the 1951 Convention relating to the status of refugee and its 1967 protocol. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz signed a police accountability bill into law Thursday. It includes a ban on neck restraints, like the one that was used on George Floyd before his death in Minneapolis. The bill passed by the legislature earlier this week also bans chokeholds and so-called warrior-style training, which critics say promotes excessive force, and imposes a duty to intercede on officers who see a colleague using excessive force. Officers will get more training on dealing with people who have mental health issues and autism. Passage of the bill came after nearly 2 months of difficult negotiations that followed Floyd's death May 25th, and the ensuing unrest that spread around the world over police brutality and racism. Find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com.